Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Well, I'm officially looking for a new dude to stick his finger in my rear end.
Okay, please clarify that.
Looking
statement,
for a new dude,
Jeremy,
to get up in there and check the old prostate.
So a doctor. You're searching for a doctor.
Or whoever feels qualified.
Okay.
I don't know. Whatever you're into.
I would not just take random applications for that.
Follow me on Instagram and reach out. Yeah. No. Okay, so yeah. Hey, well, first of all, good morning. It's Jeremy, Katie, Josh here at Mix 100. Thanks for hanging out with us. But I got the notice yesterday that my doctor is officially retiring yesterday.
Oh.
And I've been seeing the same doc for, my God, 30 years probably, if not a little bit more, I guess.
Yeah.
A long time.
That's a long relationship.
That's a very intimate relationship,
it
right?
Is.
And now he's retiring, and I'm like, oh, man, I guess I got to get a new doctor now. I hope I don't get sick in the interim, right?
I know. And how do you even go about that? Do
Thank you,
you. Ask people for recommendations?
Thank you for that.
Like,
I thought the same thing.
Do they have a Yelp page for doctors? Can we find one?
I would imagine there is, but I thought about that yesterday. I'm like, do I go on to Facebook and say, hey, I'm looking for a doctor in the Littleton area?
Yeah.
Let me know if you got a guy, if he's really good, or a girl, whatever. I don't care.
Yeah, you just want to make sure their qualifications are up to speed,
right? I want some solid diplomas on the wall.
I know when it comes to finding doctors for myself and all my lady friends, when it comes to that, I've had to find new doctors in that field, and I ask around.
Word of mouth.
That is definitely an ask around type
word of hoo-ha.
Well, because you
It's wordofhoo-ha.com, I think.
That's a big deal how
it
they treat you.
It is a big deal.
It's a big deal how they do things, and so you want to make sure
that...
Do
you pull your friend in, you're like, girl...
Exactly.
I got a question for
like,
you.
Like, do they stay too long down there? Are they staring? Are they gazing? Are they in and out? Like,
selfie.
Are they gentle?
Are they judging?
Like, selfie.
Yeah,
judging,
no selfies.
No selfies. That's a no selfie zone.
So it's...
Yeah, so I don't know what to do. I've never had to do this in my adult life.
Like, I don't know what to do either.
Do I say it now? Hey, anybody listening in the Littleton area, you got an awesome doctor?
Yeah.
Hit me up, bro.
Let me know.
I need a new guy.
How
or girl.
Feel when you get your exam because that's very important.
And all jokes aside, I haven't had to have the finger in the butt yet, so like that's going to be an initiation, like right off the bat, because I feel like I'm right there.
You should have asked your
I'm in the ballpark
doctor to do that before he hung up his coat. Really, like before you go, could you just do one solid,
one final thing? Do me a solid,
just one thing.
And I bend over. I'm do Ace Ventura in it. Hello, hello. How are you? Congratulations on your retirement.
You don't even ask him. You just turn around and bend over. I'm sure that's not the first time that's happened to him.
Yeah, he's like, Jerry, you're in here for a throat culture.
I
know, but you're retiring. I must ask you a question. I'm there.
And then
we were talking about this off the air, and it's funny because Katie was asking, you know, if that's the same doctor for me in Nick-Nack. Yes, it's the same one Nick-Nack uses well. It's just
a primary GA, whatever they call it.
And then the kids are still at the pediatrician.
Yeah.
And you brought up a good point, too, because I'm new at this. I have no idea. What was your question?
When do you stop seeing the pediatrician and move on to the regular doctor?
I have no idea.
Don't know.
At what age do you bounce from the little kid doctor into the full adult doctor?
18, right?
Is that
I don't know, because I feel like I could probably go back if I'm looking for a new doctor. Can you see me sitting there in the waiting room with all the kids?
The coloring books.
Adam
just
Sandler
like
back to
crushing
school.
It on the puzzle that they got in the little waiting room there.
You're in the little chair.
The little chair.
At the little table.
Hey, kids,
sucker.
I'm just here for my prostate exam, kids. What are you in here for?
Flu shots.
Mommy, what's a prostate?
Eczema. He comes up. Jimmy?
Jimmy?
I'm here to see you now.
No, it's Jeremy. Yeah, that's a funny... I honestly don't know. I would think probably by the time you're in high school, you probably should move on, maybe.
Because your son is about the age where I guess you'd have to start thinking about moving on to the adult doctor, right? Like, he's almost there. So, I bet you, I can almost guarantee, I will bet you money right now, Nick-Nack's taking care of this. I will bet you money now. Nick-Nack's taking care
of this. Why you gotta come at me like this?
Because you know it's true.
She probably is.
Exactly. You know it's true.
No. Shout out to Brian who says, don't get a doctor with fat fingers. Okay, thank you for that.
Oh, jeez.
Anyway.
That's kind of
funny. There's actually a lot of suggestions coming in. Look for what's in-network through your insurance. I know, but I think it's still word of mouth. Like, I need somebody who's like, hey, I go see this person and they're really good.
Well, bedside manner's important.
Yeah, you don't get that off of...
Follow-up is very important.
Insurance page.
I know. Like, there's so many things that you don't know just based on who's in your network. So, yeah, I mean...
Stacy says, I have a 13-year-old boy. I don't see him moving anytime soon. All right. Oh, Cassidy says, I saw the same pediatrician until I was 20. That's too long, Cassidy.
See, like, there are people. I know full-grown adults who still go to their pediatrician. So.
I think if you can drive yourself to your pediatrician, it's probably time to find an adult doctor, Cassidy. Something weird about that. You light up a cigarette before you go in.